بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: اقترب للناس حسابهم هم في غفلة معرضون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, in the opening verses of Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the approach of Qiyamah and the fact that our Hisab Kitab will be taken on the day of Qiyamah. And the day of Qiyamah is not very far. In fact, in the Arabic language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show that Qiyamah is a certainty and the existence of Qiyamah is something that is most certain to take place, Allah has used the past tense, iqtaraba. Normally will translate that it was close. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Qiyamah, which is going to take place. Allah does not use the future tense. Allah used the past tense of mufassirin, right, to show the certainty of Qiyamah taking place in existence. In other words, if Qiyamah is something that is definitely going to take place, and our reckoning will be taking place, our hisab kitab, our accounting will take place, then we have to prepare for this. Like how maut is certain, Qiyamah is also certain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to this fact that we should be preparing. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the disbelievers of Makkah initially. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. But of course, it is not only referring to them. It is general. Mankind is negligent. Mankind is in ghaflat, heedlessness, whereas Qiyamah is drawing closer and closer. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that waqtan fa waqtan, every moment Qiyamah is coming, drawing closer and closer and closer and closer. Iqtaraba linnasi hisabuhum, hisab kitab will take place. Allah will question us that what deeds did you perform? What good deeds did you perform? What bad deeds did you do? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does even an atom's weight of good deed, no matter how minute it will be, يَرَهُ, he will see it on the scales on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And even if you do an atom's weight of evil deed, one small little bad deed you did, that too the person will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will be standing before Allah. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Allah Ta'ala says, on that day of Qiyamah, people will stand before the Rabb of the Alameen. Each person, as he mentioned in the Hadith, مَا مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانَ. That every single person will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No interpreter, no translator, nobody between you and Allah. Every single person will be standing alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will see his deeds. فَيَرَى أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ. He will look at his right hand side, he will see his good deeds. He will see his left hand side, he will see only his bad deeds. He will see in front, he will see the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in that particular hadith that to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it means that you give a little piece of a date, half a date, as charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can save you from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention. Allah condemns those people who are living a life of ghafla, heedlessness, away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, mu'ridun, they have turned away, they have turned away. When the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited to them, in fact, when wahi would come down, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ. A new verse is coming. Every time a new verse is being revealed, depending on the circumstance and the reason why Allah sent down a particular verse at the time, when the new verse would come, they would listen attentively, but for the purpose of mocking that verse. In other words, they didn't listen attentively to practice upon it, to bring iman in Allah, to have yaqeen in Allah, and to prepare for qiyamah. What did they do? مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. The word يلعبون is used. They were just playing around. They were just mocking Allah. يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So they were ulama and mufassirin, right? مُسْتَغْرِقُونَ فِي الشَّهَوَاتِ. They had been absorbed and consumed in the shahwat, in the passions, evil desires, the egos, a life of sin, ghaflat, merriment, enjoyment, lahu, la'ib, completely away from Allah, ghafil from Allah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not zakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They broke the commandments of Allah. Lahiyatan qulubuhum. Their heart were totally moved away from Allah. They had moved away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though they made as though they were listening, but the object was to mock the Quran, to mock the Sharia, to mock Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make a jest of deen, a mockery of deen. May Allah protect us. Allah is talking about in the Quran, in Surah Al-Anbiya, the very opening verse, Hisab Kitab is going to take place. But the people are in ghaflat, mu'aridun. The word i'rad in Arabic means to turn away. And the poet says that people are in ghaflatihim, annasu fi ghaflatihim. People are living a life of total heedlessness, ghaflat. They are unmindful of the injunctions of sharia, sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَرَحَلْ مَنِيَّةُ تَطْحَنْ. But the mill of maut, the grinding mill of maut is grinding away. Like how we have a mill, a hand mill. It is used to grind the corn, the wheat. Like that every moment maut is moving, coming, grinding away every second. It is just ticking, 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 and suddenly we'll be crushed. Suddenly maut will come. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the explanation of Sharh al-Sadr, the heart expands. He had mentioned, when the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into the heart of a person, the heart expands. We call this Sharh al-Sadr. Sahaba asked, is there any alamat, any sign that we can see? If we have those signs, then we know we are getting Sharh al-Sadr, that the nur of Allah is coming into our heart. How will we know that nur of Allah is coming into our heart? Rasulullah mentioned three signs. At-tajafi an daril ghurur. To move away. To move away from this life of deception, from this world of deception. It is only deceiving us. Like a little child, what does it go for? Something that is very, very attractive. A candy. We have these toffee apples. Looks very red. It's glossy. And the person is attracted towards it. The little child goes towards it. And when the child takes a bite, the apple inside is very sour. This is the dhoka dunya gives you and I. Looks very lush. Very attractive. Hulwatun khadira. Very sweet. Looks very juicy. Attractive. But when you take that bite of that apple, it is sour inside. So Rasulullah is telling us to move away from darul ghurur. Remind ourselves, maut is barhaq, qiyamat is barhaq. These things are going to take place. If they are going to take place, so what must we do? Second sign, wal inabatu ila daril khulud. Prepare, your heart must move towards, it must be inclined towards that abode of perpetuity. Hamesha ki zindagi. Khalidina fiha abada. So, we are moving away from this world of deception. The heart is inclined towards that abode of the hereafter, which is going to be perpetual. والاستعداد للموت قبل نزولي. Third sign. And preparing for maut before maut comes upon us. Once a person has this, then the nur of Allah is coming into his heart. Then the person has moved away from a life of ghaflat, and now he is enjoying a life with the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's mindful. He's zakir. He's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's literally remembering Allah every second of his life, every breath of his life. He knows the moment he's talking something futile, he's doing something futile, he is remembering that my Allah is watching me. He makes tawbah, he makes istighfar. He quickly moves away from whatever wrong he is doing. He said something, and for that few seconds, perhaps he was overpowered by nafs and shaitan, but it haunts him. He feels guilty. He feels miserable. He feels bad that why did I waste my time? Why did I do that silly deed and an action? I should have done something better. This does not happen to that person who is ghafil of Allah. He continues enjoying the merriment of this world. He continues enjoying the amusement of this world. And nothing shakes his heart. Nothing makes him tremble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no sense of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? His heart has been covered completely. Therefore, ulama have mentioned, when a person makes dhikrullah, hijabat, not just one veil, many veils, they are removed. The veil of pride, the veil of arrogance. Sometimes we are doing certain things that we do not know, but it's actually becoming a veil from us reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, we are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this nur of the ma'rifat of Allah to come into our heart, to give us a little bit of shake out of the life of ghaflat to a life of dhikrullah. The life of ghaflat will only bring us misery. And the life of dhikr of Allah will only bring to us surur, an enjoyment, ecstasy. An ecstasy that the person feels within himself, from the deep recesses of his heart. This enjoyment is very difficult to explain. We've just read about it in the kitab, that the Salafi Saliheen, the type of enjoyment they had in sajda, or in the dhikr of Allah, or in tahajjud, and they would take a qasam in Allah, that this enjoyment that they are getting is far better than the enjoyment of that young boy or that young girl who is busy in that amusement and living a life of music, zina and filth, and they enjoying that the enjoyment of the sin. That thing brings them only a few seconds of enjoyment, and that enjoyment is not real enjoyment. This enjoyment in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ta'at of Allah, in the dhikr of Allah, it brings within them certain enjoyment that supersedes the other enjoyments of this world. May Allah give us the enjoyment of the bond and attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind ourselves, hisab kitab is going to take place. Are we ready for that hisab kitab? Are we living a life of ghafla? Are we turning away from sharia? Bayans upon bayans upon bayans. Ahadith is read to us. Quran verses are read to us. Waaz, nasihat. There must be a time when we sit down and take stock of our lives. Any student who is writing, especially his matric exam, his final exam, or a person writing his board exam, and everybody sees this board exam, that is one exam is very difficult. Hardly anybody passes that exam. Imagine if the days of the exam are drawing closer and closer and closer, and this particular student, he's not even studying at all. He's living a life of ghaflat. The books are in front of him, but he turns away. He does not attend the lectures. He does not study at all. Can he ever pass the examination? Do we want to pass the exam of the akhirat? When we live a life of ghaflat, heedlessness, whether it is in our business, our jobs, whether we are at home, whether we are abroad, whether we are at home, wherever we may be. Let us remind ourselves, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le ab jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Let us do now what we have to do to the best of our ability. Nobody is perfect. We all are sinners, every one of us. And that is why we're sitting here. This is a majlis of Tawbah, Istighfar, majlis of Dhikrullah, reminding ourselves. Let us come out of that ghaflat and remind ourselves that now I have to stand before my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have seen the last few months, janazas upon janazas upon janazas. That itself should remind us, by perhaps I am next, not perhaps, I am next. So I am next. When that next will be, we must be ready for it. So inshallah, Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq inshallah, to hold on to dhikrullah. I have mentioned almost every dhikr majlis, all the awliya of Allah, every single wali of Allah emphasized the importance of mudawamat of dhikrullah and kasrat dhikr, making dhikr in abundance and continuously, all the time. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا الله you are most great my Allah there is no person greater than you my Allah يا الله everything is in your control my Allah يا الله Your karam, your kindness, your generosity, my Allah, is so much, my Allah. It knows no bounds, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us so much, my Allah. So much, my Allah. Be shumar ni'mat, you have given us countless ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for being ungrateful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, ya Allah, for every ni'mat that you have given us. especially the ni'mat of iman. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us in all times of difficulty and fitna and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to preserve our iman. Protect the iman of our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our dhurriyat, my Allah. Especially, Ya Allah, when Dajjal will emerge, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect us from the onslaught of Dajjal, from the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us stand firm against Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to Ya Allah. That you have given us this beautiful deen, Islam, my Allah. And we are able to make, to practice on this deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us this beautiful masajid, my Allah. We are able to come, the menfolk, Ya Allah, to attend this namaz with jamaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the ni'mat of being ummati of Nabi Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is only your kindness, your fazl, your karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good ummatis of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us follow his beautiful sunnat, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, our beloved Rasul Paak, must be happy with us, my Allah. He must be happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, raise us in the day of Qiyamah in the companionship of our beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins we have committed, my Allah. So many sins we have committed, my Allah. We confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, Ya Allah. Hum siyakar hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite our weaknesses, my Allah, still we are your servants, my Allah. You are our Mola, you are our Aqa, and you are the most, Ya Allah, most forgiving, my Allah. Forgive us completely every single sin we committed, my Allah. Whatever ma'asiyat we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash it away completely. Ya Allah, wipe it out completely, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, amadan, khata'an, Ya Allah. Whatever gunas we did in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Give us a himmat and courage never to go back to those sins again, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from a life of ghaflat and shahwat, my Allah. Make us true dhakireen and shakireen. Give us the sifat of zuhud and qanaat. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters who have raised their hands now, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your daat. Give us the sweetness of iman. Make us die with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai, Ya Allah, unko shifa ata farma. All those who are sick and ill, give them kamil shifa, my Allah. All the marhumeen, Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them anki thandak, my Allah. Make them qurratu a'yun, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Allah, guide our youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of them, my Allah, they have made a slip, they have blundered, they have made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, lekin wo nadim hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the most great, Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, Allah. Ya Allah, give them the himmat to refrain from the sins, my Allah. Bring them back onto sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. You have shown us in this world how many a big sinner, Ya Allah, within a split of a second, he became great wali, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them awliyai, kamilin, siddiqeen, my Allah. So many, my Allah, have become, Ya Allah, drug addicts, my Allah. Remove that bala from their lives, my Allah.
Ya Allah, remove that bala from their life. Ya Allah, those who are drinking, may Allah, alcohol, remove that bala from their lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from zina, protect us from riba. Ya Allah, protect us from all haram acts, may Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing your ta'at, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing hasanat, may Allah. Protect us from sayyi'at, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, fulfill all our hajat. Remove our difficulties, problems, sorrows, grief, hardships, may Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people who got financial problems. May Allah remove their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, they are maqroos, Ya Allah. Give them the tawfiq and provide for them, may Allah, from unseen sources, may Allah. Ghaibi asbab peda farma. Ya Allah, that they can pay off their debts, may Allah. Put raham in the hearts of the creditors, may Allah. Ya Allah, people got social problems, may Allah. Domestic problems, may Allah. Remove every person's problem, may Allah. You are well aware of each person's hajat and needs, may Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-ham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mutarrin idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله all good works of deen يا الله especially the work of دعوت and تبليغ يا الله تزكية تعليم يا الله مكاتب يا الله يا الله different organizations and individuals in good work يا الله accept all the خدمات grant each one إخلاص and مقبولية Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Allah, so many people requested dua from different places. May Allah answer all the jais murads. Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta tawabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.